In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I got to thinking this week about one of my favorite authors, a guy by the name of Ambrose Bierce. You know Ambrose Bierce? He wrote a few stories. An Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge is one of his most famous stories. But he wrote a book. He was a satirist, much in sort of the same vein of the early 20th century as Mark Twain. He wrote a book entitled The Devil's Dictionary. And his wit is very evident there. He lists words and then his definition of those words. So, as an example, love, a temporary insanity curable by marriage. My wife laughs too much at that. Apologize. To lay the foundation for... It took a second. There we go. Okay. A year. A period of 365 consecutive disappointments. Egoist. A person of low taste, more interested in himself than in me. A Christian. One who believes that the New Testament is a divinely inspired book, admirably suited to the spiritual needs of his neighbor. Another entry for it. One who follows the teachings of Christ insofar as they are not inconsistent with a life of sin. So being reminded of that, I vaguely remembered reading something about the Beatitudes in this same vein. And I went online, and of course, online you can find anything, right? I found the Devil's Beatitudes. The Devil's Beatitudes. So let's listen to these. Blessed are those who are too tired, too busy, too distracted to spend an hour once a week with their fellow Christians. They are my best workers. Blessed are those Christians who wait to be asked and expect to be thanked. I can always use them. Blessed are the touchy who stop going to church, for they are my missionaries. Blessed are the troublemakers, they shall be called my children. Blessed are the complainers, I'm all ears to them. Blessed are those who are bored with the minister's mannerisms and mistakes, for they will get nothing out of his sermons. Good thing y'all don't have to worry about that, right? Blessed is the church member who expects to be invited to his own church, for he is part of the problem instead of the solution. Blessed are those who gossip, for they shall cause strife and divisions that please me so well. Blessed are those who are easily offended, for they will soon get angry and quit. Blessed are those who do not give of their offering to carry on God's work, for they are my helpers. Blessed is he who professes to love God but hates his brother and sister, for he shall be with me forever. Blessed is he who has no time to pray, for he will be easy prey. Blessed is he who doesn't read God's word, for he shall follow me readily. Blessed are you who, when I read this, you think it's about other people and not about yourself. Because I've got you too. When we read the words that Jesus spoke to us in the Beatitudes, it's all just this beautiful flowery language that's so comforting. But when you take those same words and you flip them, it's really damning to each and every single one of us. It's really, really damning to each and every single one of us. We each have before us the opportunity in every new year, not necessarily 365 consecutive days of disappointment. We have 365 days wherein we can choose to be faithful followers of Jesus Christ. We can choose to be people in love with God and people who will share that gospel news. We have 365 opportunities to love our neighbors more than ourselves. to love God more than anything else, to comfort those who mourn, to be with those who weep, to sit with those who are disenfranchised, who are unloved, unappreciated. We have, my brothers and sisters, so many opportunities to do God's work, and yet I find myself, more often than not, falling into the trap of the devil's beatitudes. Wanting to hear that juicy gossip. Wanting to know that tidbit about somebody's life that's just so salacious. Wanting to just not have to get up so early in the morning and do those prayers, or if I just want to go to sleep at night and ignore those or not read my Bible. It's so easy to do. But if we aren't consistently doing these sorts of things, if we aren't gathering to pray, gathering to worship, reading, and trying desperately to understand Scripture, how are we actually going to go out and comfort those who mourn and weep and are in trouble? How are we going to teach people about the love of God that passes all understanding? I got news for you. We're not going to be able to do that. The Beatitudes are about comfort. But as Christians, we're not called to be comfortable. We are called to afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted. My brothers and sisters, we have lying before us basically 365 days. Short, 45, 50 days now. We can choose to be followers of the Beatitudes of Jesus. Or we can choose to be followers of the Beatitudes of the devil. And I pray, my brothers and sisters, we strive each and every day to follow Jesus. Amen.